Hey guys, how's it going? Quick little podcast intro here. I want to get this out before I leave tomorrow for San Diego Comic-Con. So anyway, this episode, I'll jump right into it. This features my friends at Gamertag Radio. Those guys, Peter Paris and Danny, are awesome dudes. And I really appreciate them sitting down with me a little bit. We recorded this at E3. Let's see, in the lobby of the JW, which is sort of a really crowded, you know, restaurant lobby with a really crowded bar, so it shows in the audio. But to be honest with you, I have a little app on my phone here that I run. I can test out running audio through to clean it up, and honestly, I think it just makes it more distracting. I think it makes it sound really weird and compressed, so I'm just going to give you guys the raw file that we recorded. So, enjoy it. Check it out. Check those guys out for sure if you don't already. Gamertag Radio, they're, you know, on Twitter, everywhere. iTunes, obviously, here. So check out their podcast and leave them a 5-star review for sure. While you're at it, if you want to leave a review, preferably 5 stars, but whatever you're feeling, feel free to do so with Just Press Start. That's this show. Anyway, follow me on Twitter at Joe King. Follow the Gamertag Radio guys, and I'll see you after Comic-Con. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, that's it. It's easy.
All right.
Hopefully we can hear this. I've been testing this approach because my problem with podcasting was I was getting really hung up on the audio quality, yep. And I was using that as an excuse to not do shit. So I finally decided that my present self was going to punish my past self for being an asshole. So that's what I'm doing now. So I hope that we'll be able to hear this. Usually the iPhone does pretty well. It picks them up pretty well. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm really glad to meet you guys. It's cool.
We've been talking now.
I'm sure that picked it up.
Yeah.
how long we've been going back and forth?
Yeah, we've been going back and forth a little bit on Twitter for a couple months now, I'd say.
Yeah.
I can't remember how we got started, but it was sort of like me and you, Danny, and Paris got started kind of around the same time. That's the great thing about Twitter is you just start having conversations with people and then you show up to E3 and you're like, hey,
yeah.
I love it.
Best of friends.
It's my favorite thing. It really is. It's awesome.
It's like I'd even tweeted out last night. I was even saying that the best thing about E3 is the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's like all day yesterday, shaking this person's hand, hugging that person. You know what I mean? Like,
you just see everything. You know? It's so great. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's weird, it's weird and cool at the same time that it's like a public thing. This is my first E3, so this is like all I know, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of part of this too, is just me documenting my first E3 and kind of what it's like. It's weird in the sense that it's like a open to the public thing now, but there's still, you know, obviously tons of people that can't make it to LA for it, so, it's cool to just kind of show what it's like. That's kind of what I'm trying to do.
I've been going since 2001.
Yeah, and that's a long time.
It has definitely changed. Like, I was standing in the convention center yesterday, and I'm just looking around. I'm like, man, these walls could talk.
There's just so many. Right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
What's your advice as an E3 vet? What's your advice for an E3 noob such as myself?
Wear comfortable shoes.
Okay, I'm nailing that.
A water
would be good, actually.
I'm
water,
definitely work.
So I got the shoes covered.
Number one. We
just ordered waters, which is another that I've heard.
Yes.
Drink lots of water.
Hydrate.
We're good there.
Have a lot of patience, especially with the public now.
Okay.
The first year they did it was, I don't know if you heard on here.
Insane. You can't, absolutely.
It was fucking chaos.
It's not just chaos, it's fucking chaos.
It took, going from the entrance of West Hall to the Xbox booth took an hour.
God.
That's how many people
were
in
there. Well, it is LA, right?
Yeah.
Traffic.
But no, I mean, it's here.
I know.
It's just insane.
It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's better now, but...
Yeah, they think I'm better at organizing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but that first year, that was brutal. Actually, the first date.
Yeah, it was that first date.
First date.
The line went out almost across the street, like it wrapped around like that. It was insane. And then just when they opened the doors, they weren't letting like industry people in at the same time or earlier.
Yeah.
They were like, no, you're just
like everybody else.
Just like everybody else. And then it was just like a slow herd.
It's like, we can't do our jobs.
Because they're all funneling in. And they really didn't care, you know, whether we had appointments at 10 o'clock.
That must have been really frustrating.
And the unfortunate thing that, like I said, I remember the first time I ever came was when Xbox was showing Halo.
Yeah.
The first time, right?
Nice.
And I remember back then, you could hop, like I played Halo, I remember going to Nintendo booth, playing Luigi's Mansion,
like just everything.
Like that, everything. Yeah. Now, the lines are so long, you literally get in line to play one thing all day.
Dude, that
unless
was me.
You're media and you have an appointment.
Last year at Guardian Con, we've discussed our shared love of Destiny on Twitter many times, and they had like, I think it was before Forsaken came out, so they had Gambit there and some other stuff, and just everybody wanted to play it, obviously, so I was like, not going to bother, you know, it's just like, too long.
The doors will open at 10, and by 10:30,
capacity.
It's at capacity for the whole day.
Absolutely.
So you're just in line just to play like a Call of Duty game, and that's it. That, I don't see the value in paying $300 or more to get access to here, not to mention hotel and a flight.
Absolutely.
To spend one day in line all day.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. I started thinking about it at that point. I was like, really the main thing that's driving me to potentially wait in this line is just so I have bragging rights on my buddies, and I'm like, I played it already. You know, and I'm like, do I really want to be that guy? Maybe not. It's not worth it, you know, so I just didn't bother. But anyway... Well, so have you guys always come to E3 like based on the podcast, or like what's your E3 dynamic like? Paris laughs. Paris laughs. Good question.
No, like I said, I was coming in 2001.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing a podcast or anything.
I mean, podcasts were barely a thing back then, I guess, weren't they?
I've always worked in IT.
Okay.
So the company I worked for at the time, I manipulated the registration to make it seem like it was gaming.
There you go.
So they were giving me an exhibit pass.
There you go.
I did that for like 5 years. And then I started podcasting. Like, this dude inspired me. I started podcasting.
Nice.
So 06 was the first year I came as media.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get my first like appointments or anything until 2007.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. There must be a pretty profound difference in an E3 that includes appointments and an E3 that does not include appointments.
Now you have to.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get anything done.
Yeah.
Like I said, back then you could still play the games, you could still go around and do stuff.
Like, I can't even imagine what that must have been like.
Yeah. My favorite moment of not being media and going to E3 was that 2004, I guess. It was Halo 2 when they did the demo. The famous demo.
Oh, yeah.
Remember it was the year after, because the year before I went and saw the demo, so maybe this was 05.
Okay.
So the next year I'm like, oh my god, we're gonna get playable with Halo 2. So front of the line, doors open,
going
to the Microsoft booth, get there. Where's Halo? It's not there.
No.
It's behind closed doors playable.
Oh.
You couldn't play it on the show floor.
That hurts.
It's a memory that always sticks with me, but at the time it was so bummed.
Oh man.
Yeah, I started coming here in 05.
Yeah.
Because of the show, the podcast, but at that time, there was no iPods or smartphones, so I created a media kit, and I was passing it to like every company, and every company ignored me.
Media kits, man. I remember when I was in bands, you know, years ago, around the same time, it's like, you have to have the photo and the CD, and
so
it's like, it's so archaic now when you think about
bio,
it.
Picture, a CD with like the best interviews.
All of it,
everything. And every time I say a podcast, everybody would look at me like, what in the world is that? So, when I came here, I think a month after that, that's when iTunes added podcasts.
Yeah.
A month after that. So
that's
then
cool.
In 06, when I came back, it was a lot easier.
Like everybody knows now, they're starting to get a sense of what it is.
That was my first time in booking appointments. But when I came in 05, I went to every booth and asked them, hey, can I go inside? Like, can I go further? They're like, nope. Every single one of them said,
man.
The only time I got to play games, Microsoft had like a private party inside their booth.
Yeah.
And that was the only time. That's it.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. And
so,
my first E3 experience, I broke my ankle playing basketball 2 weeks prior.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So I had to make a determination, and do I go? Or do I not go? Like, if we had already booked the hotel and flight, so, like, we weren't going to risk losing our investment to attend.
Yeah.
So I called a friend who lived local, and I was like, look, do you want to attend E3 as my production assistant?
Yeah.
And he was like, what do I got to do? I was like, all you got to do is push me around in a wheelchair for 3 days.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. And he was like, wait a minute. I can go to all the events.
Yeah.
I can go backstage. I can play games. And all you do is push you in a wheelchair. He's like, sign me up.
Yeah, sure.
And so
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would do it.
That's how we did it.
Absolutely.
And so that was my first experience with the podcast. And because I did this, you know, obviously, you know, I work full time, so I didn't have the opportunity like, he lives local, basically, so he can just come up whenever. But
like, here in town local?
No, I live about 2 hours out.
Oh, okay.
Basically local. So, like we're in Florida, so, like, we have to fly out and make arrangements and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
So, you know, for me, it was just learning about E3 and learning about lines and waiting and then being in a wheelchair. I was almost thankful for the ankle break because people would see me in a wheelchair and be like, no, you can't wait in line. Come up to the front.
You're like, oh. I was just like, okay, see, that's the best E3 advice I've gotten so far. Fake an ankle break, get in a wheelchair and be like, hey, man, sorry. I mean, come on through.
I unfortunately have to leave.
Yeah, no worries. That's fine. I'll see you later.
I'm only going to stay maybe a little hour. What are you going to be doing? Because you're going to thing at 8?
Fortnite.
Yeah.
This is literally E3 right here. This is E3. What are you doing? What time? How do we sync schedules?
There's a Fortnite party.
It's probably still come Thursday, but it's going to be late.
We still got to do our dinner.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
We'll see you later.
And then I'm going to go to the UB thing after that. Okay.
You'll set me up.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Great meeting you.
Yeah, dude, you too. You too. Definitely. Thanks for sitting down.
My back is killing me sitting
down. Oh, dude, I have a bad back, so I feel you.
I'll see you.
What happens when you get old, bitch?
So hopefully I'll see you. No.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, yeah, man.
I mean, if you want to be 100% whack, I'll pin you or whatever. All right. But we'll see. I'm going to go meet with Bungie, so see if I get some secrets.
come back and let me know. I saw Deej across the street. All right. Sneak me into that one. Wait a minute. Where are you going?
He wouldn't even know. They told him. He was like, no,
Yeah.
Make sure nobody follows you.
Yeah, I have a... No, never mind. I'll tell you after we hit. I'll tell you later. Anyway, so the reason that I'm so glad I'm talking to you guys is, like, it's a podcast. I'm just getting mine started, although I've podcasted in the past. You know, I have some experience with it enough to, like I said earlier, be dangerous to myself in terms of my productivity and all that, right? But I'd love to hear from you guys. Gamertag Radio, that's gotten to be a pretty ubiquitous show, right? Like, everybody knows Gamertag Radio. How did you guys get started? Like, what's the story? What's the origin story?
Well, originally, in 01, Fantasy Star Online came out. Fantasy Star Online came out. And I fell in love with that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to create a radio show about the game.
Yeah.
So I did that. It went everywhere. Even IGN picked it up.
Oh, wow.
In 2001.
That's sick.
Yeah, so originally I used to record everything on cassette.
Yeah.
Convert it into MP3. Put it online.
On cassette.
On cassette, because I didn't have the budget.
Dude.
Yeah, so.
Did you? Oh, awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you.
So did you have one of those, like, Tascam 4-track kind of things that had the cassette built into it? Is that what you were?
Were you
doing, like, the Walkman?
The Walkman type.
Dude,
yeah,
straight
like
up.
That.
That's so OG.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I did that. Then I want you to watch, like, a documentary that I made.
Yeah.
That talks about everything about us, how we met, how
sick.
We started. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
send me that for sure. Send me that link for sure.
It's like 60
that.
Minutes. I got awards.
No, that's easy.
And
that's good.
Too.
Totally. Love it. All
so,
over.
So then I took a break. And then, in November 2001,
mm-hmm.
Microsoft and Nintendo went to New York to promote Xbox and GameCube.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to show up. I want to play this game. I didn't know anything about media.
You didn't fake a broken ankle, though, right?
No.
Okay.
That's
good.
Not me.
Okay.
So then I get there, and I'm like, hey, can I get a badge? Because I would like to do interviews. So like, sure. So they gave it to me. And I was there for 40 hours because it was a competition. So I didn't win. But at the end, there was like 1,000-plus people.
Yeah.
Then at the end, there was only like maybe 10, 12. So they surprised us and they gave everybody a free Xbox, the original Xbox. So I was like, first time.
Wow.
So then after that, I went to Nintendo, same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't get no GameCube for free. But I met a lot
ridiculous.
Of people on Nintendo.
Come on, Nintendo.
Yeah, so then right after that, I get a call from Microsoft saying, hey, Danny, come to our launch event at Times Square.
You're like, okay.
I'm like, all right, showed up. The Times Square was shut down. They had logos, green, everywhere,
nice.
Xbox.
Sick.
So I go to the event, which was Toys R Us inside. it doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
But I go in there, and they tell us, okay, you guys are going to play with Bill Gates. And we're going to record it, pictures.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So from there, I was like, wow, this is crazy. I can't believe it. So I got to hang out with the team, the launch team.
That's sick.
The people that worked on the system. They took us to WWE. At the time, they had like a restaurant.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out. The Rock was there.
Oh, my God. I think I remember that.
It was...
The Vince McMahon. Like, it was like a Planet Hollywood kind of thing. Yeah, the WWE. Yeah. I think I remember that, yeah.
So then after that, I got inspired. I was like, man, I want to do this again.
Yeah.
So it took me like maybe a year or two. And then that's when I launched Gamertag Radio, February 25th, 2005,
nice.
With my brother. First episode, we recorded outside of the house.
Yeah.
Late night, like 2 o'clock.
Nice.
It was cold.
In Miami,
but no, that day it was cold.
You're like, it was 60 degrees, oh my God.
That day was
that
cold.
That is kind of cold for Florida, though, right? Like, you're in Florida, you're like, oh God, it's freezing.
I had a little hoodie.
Yeah, yeah.
On and stuff, so totally. Yeah. And that's how...
You're ready for it.
So originally, how I used to record Gamertag Radio, I used the Halo 2 lobby.
Oh,
Xbox
cool.
Live.
Right on, that's
so
awesome.
So I'll invite people, I'll record the audio. But that's a podcast.
Dude,
so.
That is like...
Before Skype, Discord.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
But see, I had to work with whatever was available
yeah,
for me
exactly.
at the moment.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. I remember when I very first started listening to podcasts, and I think it was probably 2006.
Okay.
I could not figure out. I was like, I know this is a thing I can listen to, and it's cool, and I enjoy it. But like, how I would ever make one, I have no idea. And I had an audio background, you know? Like, I was a musician, so
yeah.
I understood the idea of making the audio, but then just the medium itself was still so new, I couldn't even wrap my head around it. You know?
I remember there was one E3 where he brought his laptop and the Microsoft camera, the Xbox camera.
Yeah.
Oh, the Vision camera.
The Vision
yeah.
cam. And he put it on his laptop and he connected it, and we were using livestream.com.
At that time. And we
cool.
streamed the press conference. And the funny part, this is when it was E3... 2008, Santa Monica.
Yeah.
The internet service around that area was pretty bad. So IGN was having difficulty streaming every website you can think of. So I had a friend of mine that he had some form of like a connection from his job.
It was me.
It
I
was
gave
you
my hotspot.
That's what it was.
This guy. Oh,
oh
it was
I didn't
That's
know
right.
it was. I thought it was Peach. Peach.
Was I? Well, I know I've given you guys mine for work.
I don't remember.
To do it. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Oh, no. It was Peach. You weren't part of DTR at that time. You were not, that was after. You did in another year, but not for
okay.
this one. So, I was streaming it, and the forums picked it up, and it was everywhere.
It's amazing.
So, we had like 10,000 viewers.
Dude, that's amazing.
Watching a Microsoft TV. Press conference. So, it was picking up the mic from the built-in computer mic.
Yeah.
And the camera was from the Vision camera. It wasn't great, but
no.
people watching it, they heard
hey,
everything.
So you're giving me shit tons of hope right now with this, with this whole thing. Right?
Well,
so,
look,
yeah.
believe it or not, and this is something that I did on purpose.
Yeah.
So the movie that I talked about a few minutes ago, I edited a whole movie using iMovie.
What's it called, by the way? Where can people find it?
It's called Gamertag Radio, a podcast story.
Okay.
Go to story.gamertagradio.com.
Okay. Story.gamertagradio.com.
And it's on
okay.
YouTube. So I had it there for over a year as like a hidden.
Yeah.
Because it was in different film festivals.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So it got awards and everything. So
sick.
I edited the whole thing using a free software, iMovie. It's not
yeah.
Final Cut.
Yeah.
And Mike, the point I did that is because I want people to know that it doesn't matter what type of equipment you have, it's the content that matters.
100%.
So
100%. And that's kind of how I feel about this. Like, even though I make jokes about it, but like, I feel like there's an authenticity in doing it this way and having all of this background noise, because it's literally like people are just sitting here with us chatting, and that's what I want, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really feel like I need the, and you know, I'm coming up with other ways. Like I picked up a Zoom recorder a week or two ago, so I'm trying that out.
Yeah.
I'm coming up with other ways to make it more palatable and easier to listen to, but I still feel like having that
rawness is really cool, just because, again, I want it to feel like we're just sort of having a chat.
And,
The listener is included in that. You know?
So the cool thing about technology like this, like doing it on your phone, because you never know when that conversation is so good that you wish you had a recorder with you.
Yeah.
We've had that moment several times.
Yeah.
My first time coming out as a member of GTR to do an event was 2007 Studio Showcase.
Yes.
Yeah.
At EA.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I had been bugging him. Hey, I want to work with you guys. I want to work with you guys. He's like, all right. Well, what are you doing Friday? I'm like, I don't know. It's Friday night. He's like, all right. Well, I'm gonna fly you out to San Francisco to go be part of this Studio Showcase with EA.
And then you're like, holy shit, that's not what I meant. Like, but hey, wait a minute.
What do you mean? What do I got to do? He's like, well, you're going to go out there, you're going to check out the games, you're going to report back, do some interviews, and let me know. So that first night, I'm sitting in the hotel, like across from the EA headquarters in Redwood Shores, and I'm having this phenomenal conversation at the table with this guy about, you know, because they were about to announce Rock Band. And we were, you know, Guitar Hero was
I know exactly
thing.
Where you're going, yes.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, so, you know, we talked for like a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
Conversation ends, and I'm like, damn, I wish we would have recorded that. I mean, by the way, what do you do? He's like, oh, my name is Jean-Francois. I'm the head of community management over at Harmonix. And I'm like...
He couldn't believe it.
Classic.
The best interview I probably could have ever had.
Dude, I've had it even
right down the water.
Even since I started conceiving this and actually doing it, like probably like a couple months ago now, I've had those moments with friends and coworkers and just all kinds of things where it's like, why didn't I record that? So I've gotten to where now I just prepare people. I'm like, hey, if we get into like, I was having dinner when we got in town with our community manager the other night, and we just started in on a good conversation, you know, and I was like, wait, record. Do you mind? No, we're good. Record. Okay, and there you go. Like, we got it. So.
Yeah, the other bad thing is
also... It's too easy to not do that, you know?
It was one year at PAX, and we ended up having this, like, four-community roundtable in the lobby of the Sheridan at PAX West. And we're like, all right, got started, hit record, started passing around the microphone. An hour and a half later, he goes back to listen to it. And, like, we got into, like, a minute and a half of introductions, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
And then the audio picks up with...
Well, thanks for listening.
No, with another community group coming in, and it's like, hey, look, it's Skittles, and Mark, and we start saying hello, and it's we literally got the intro and the exit,
and the outro.
But we missed
so somebody paused
all
it.
Of it.
Somebody paused it, because we were passing the recorder everywhere.
And so now I'm worried I've done that. No, okay, we're good. like I said, I've got experience podcasting. I'm totally with you. I've totally been there. You record this great episode or even just a good episode, and then you're like, awesome, that didn't record. Cool.
Yeah. We've had that plenty of times.
That happened to me one time. I can't remember the name of the developers, but we were doing an interview for like an hour plus. Great. Thank you for being on the show. All right. They hang up. I noticed I didn't press record.
Yeah.
That was hard.
And the second time you record it is never as good as that first one. Because you're trying to remember
recreate.
What you talked about.
Yeah, you're trying
and
to
the flow, and you miss it. It's
now,
you gotta basically start from scratch.
I feel like I have in the past run into that where something gets messed up, you have to re-record it, and then you think back, you're like, wow, the second one was way better, you know? I feel like I've had that happen, but it's rare, you know? It seems like it's more like you're saying where...
Trying to capture that magic.
You're trying to recapture the magic again, and then it's not working. Yeah. So.
Well, you mentioned, as a musician, you know, it's like, sometimes that first lick on guitar, your
first
run through on drums,
or whatever,
that's because it captures the feeling...
Yep.
And it's not as authentic with air quotes.
Yeah.
You know, so totally.
And you're not sitting there, you know, agonizing over it over and over and over again, you know, trying to get it right. And then, you know, an hour into it, you've forgotten what you're trying to do, you know, and it's really frustrating. So I feel you.
You know, you learn from your mistakes. And
absolutely.
There was one year I sat down with Aaron Greenberg.
Yeah.
It was Paris and I.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was like... one of the best interviews I've done. Great conversation.
Yeah.
It was like a good 30 minutes.
Good.
So we stopped the interview. All right, we took pictures. We went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
So I'm there trying to listen to like the different audio. So I'm listening to that one and I'm like, why does it sound so weird? Weird. Oh my God. Because you know E3 in the booth, there's like speakers and music. So you barely hear Paris. You hear me very low and you hear Aaron perfect. So what happened was the recorder wasn't switched to
external mic.
Oh.
It was using the internal mic. So basically, like
it was like this. Yeah. Aaron was positioned in such a way where he sounded.
Yeah.
Fine,
so the mic was focusing on him.
Yeah.
And it picked up him. So I was so pissed. I was like, oh my God. So then I released the audio. I'm like, we try to fix as much as we can.
Yeah.
So I released it, and it got picked up by all the major media on the things that he was saying. And I'm like, well, all right. It worked.
Yeah.
But at the moment, dude, I was so pissed off.
That's another thing, man. Is like I said earlier, I've held myself hostage in the past with audio quality and all these stupid things. Even like format, you know? Like, oh, the last podcast I did, I formatted it like this. And I really like that, but I want to do something different. But here's, I don't know. And then down the road we go, right?
Yeah.
And audio quality, it's the same way because it's never... When you do something like this long enough, you start to get a sense of what sounds good. And I think the average person does have a sense of what sounds good, you know? But I also think that people like us really agonize over that to a degree that normal people don't realize, you know? They're like, okay, well, I can hear what's being said, so fine, you know?
Right.
That's fine with me, you know? So I think that's a...
At the end of the day, the most important thing is the content itself.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah. The subject matter.
Yes. Some of the tools will be a little bit better and will make the audio, you know, a little bit more clear. You can throw compression or whatever on it.
Yeah.
But the core content is what's most
important. If it's boring, then you can make it sound great, but it's not going to be fun to listen to.
But it's still boring.
Right.
It's right.
Still
you boring. Can polish a turd at the end of the day, but it's still a turd.
100%. So. 100%. All right. So one more question I want to ask you, or at least one more, the next one that I've thought of.
Yeah.
I got to ask you. Podcasters Hall of Fame, huh?
Yeah, I was.
That's
not,
pretty cool.
I was not expecting that at
That's
all.
That's pretty cool.
And it was crazy that all that happened on our 10th anniversary. So
oh wow, that's awesome.
It was. We got signed with CBS at that time. That was crazy. You remember that? We announced it the day of our anniversary.
Tell me about the CBS thing too in a minute.
Yeah. So, what else happened that day? Oh. iTunes featured us on the front page.
Oh, sick! Yeah, totally.
For the first time,
that's
they put
good.
Us right next to
that's
cereal. I was like, "Oh wow, this is
nice.
Crazy!"
You know, I'm gonna meet her.
So then I get a call. All this was in the same day.
Yeah.
So I get a call from the organizers of Podcast Movement. It's a conference.
Yeah, I think I've heard of that.
All of our podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
The business side, the industry side,
absolutely.
How to everything. So they have an award show. That's called the Academy of Podcasters. So they were going to have a ceremony for the awards and also for the Hall of Fame. So they were like, Danny, we'd like to induct you to the Podcast Hall of Fame.
And you're like, what?
I couldn't believe it. Right? So it was me, Leo Laporte.
Oh, shit.
Adam Curry.
Adam Curry. He used to be the VJ for MTV.
Yes, I remember.
With the big piece of hair.
Absolutely, I remember.
Todd Cochran, he's like a legend podcast.
Yeah.
So, there was Murr, and there was one more. But those two were like, they write books, novels.
Yeah.
So they were like the first podcast about that, like audiobooks.
That's
and all
so
that.
Sick.
They were the ones that started that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is
so
awesome.
So, yeah. So when I went to the awards, I mentioned in the podcast I would like to invite our community.
Yeah.
So I took a couple of our community members from Dallas, Fort Worth. We went to the red carpet. We sat in the front row.
That's awesome.
I thanked them. I cried at the end of my speech. Like I had this long speech.
Yeah.
Good. Shout outs, everything.
Yeah.
I skipped the whole thing. I forgot people's names.
Yeah. I can
imagine. I was trying to hold my tears, man. You know.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about like the struggle, the good, the bad,
just the grind overall.
The grind.
Right?
Thinking about my family.
Yeah.
Then I dedicated my award to a friend of ours that she was the one that contacted me 24 hours after the first episode went live.
Yeah.
Trixie, you know her from? She used to work
Krista
at Xbox.
Charter. She used to work at Xbox.
Who?
Krista Charter.
I don't think I know her.
But Everybody knows as Trixie. That's
Trixie 360. I don't think I know Trixie. Yeah.
So yeah, she used to work for the community team at Xbox.
Yeah, okay.
So at that time, she was going through, she had breast cancer.
Oh.
So once I mentioned her,
yeah, like, it was over, dude. That's
it. Everybody in the audience, there was like 1,200 people there.
Yeah.
Everybody was crying. Everybody. Shit. They said it was like the most realist speech. And I was the first.
Just, dude, it's authenticity, man, right?
So
it's the most important thing in the
world. I was the first Hall of Famer on stage. First one, first to everybody else. So I wasn't prepared. I didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah. Like,
you had no reference point to base that on other than like all. Other award shows you'd seen or whatever, right? You're just kind of like, I don't know.
Nothing. And it was quick. Like, they gave an award. All right, Danny. I'm like, holy crap. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But
dude, it's crazy. Cool. That's so cool. I mean, well-deserved for sure. Yeah. Right. It's really, I'm really glad to, you know, to be getting to know you guys just because it's cool to see how far you've come. Like, I became aware of Gamertag Radio, like, years ago. You know, like, it's just, it seems like you guys have just kind of always been around, you know, and then Twitter comes around, it's like, oh yeah, those guys, cool, and then we start talking, and
we talk to everybody.
It's awesome.
We talk to everybody.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. We love, it's important that, as a content creator, engage with your audience.
Yes.
Because that, I think a lot of us will only think about our numbers, and that's it, and clickbait, and but interaction with people, like every time we travel, especially me, I mention it on the show. I invite our listeners. I take them out to eat, drink, and just talk. Tell us what you like about the podcast. Tell us what you don't like.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, so I've been doing that for a very long time, man.
Dude, that's solid. And that's really solid advice. That's solid advice to anybody, but especially, you know, content creators, just so many people doing that now that we know, and it's like, you know, it's so crucial to just let people get to know you a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Also to understand your demographic.
Yeah.
Like, understand your audience.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that you're going to improve what you're doing. Because, I mean, Danny's been doing this for longer than I've known him, and that's 14 years.
Yeah.
If he didn't understand his audience, how's he going to make it better?
Right.
He's award-winning, he's in the Hall of Fame. We can always improve the craft.
Absolutely.
And you have to have that feedback.
And if you get to a point, like for me at least, like if I ever get to a point where I can't improve my craft anymore, like, yeah, right. But that's when it stops being fun, right? So why are you still doing that?
Yeah.
Because you're at a certain point, it's only a matter of time before it just gets boring.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, but I'm excited for the future of, like, personally, like us, we.
Yeah.
I think we reached to the point that I think we've done almost everything, I think, man. Like, I don't know what else I can we've done, besides a book. That's the only thing that we haven't done. We've done events.
You guys should totally do a book.
I want to.
That almost seems like not obvious, but like a pretty natural
That's one thing I really want to do.
Progression, you know?
I want to do that so bad.
Yeah,
but,
it'd be cool.
But we've done parties. We've done film. Live podcasts.
Yeah.
We've done it all, man. Interviews. All over the news, like non-gaming, gaming news, every like we've done it all, man. Everything, man. So
we've had protests.
Oh, we had a protest.
Really?
One of our
parties. Okay, we gotta talk about this.
You gotta talk about it.
Do this.
You gotta talk about it.
Right, so we just mentioned, you know, live events and community parties. We did a launch event for Mafia 2.
Okay.
By 2K Games.
Okay.
And, you know, part of the game, you know, it's got, you know, it's the Mafia, obviously. Yeah. So the first event we did was in Miami. The following week was in New York. And the Italian-American club of New York City got wind of the party and was like, you know what? This game puts Italian-Americans in a negative light because of the connotation of being in the Mafia.
Yeah.
So they boycotted and protested the party with pickets. There was a press conference.
The media outlets outside. And our fans in line.
Dude, that is wild.
They were not allowed to interact with us. They had to be across the street. We had a police presence to protect us and to keep an eye on, make sure.
It was crazy.
It was. We were in the New York Times.
Dude, that is wild.
No, Wall Street Journal.
Oh, sorry, the Wall Street Journal.
New York One. New York One.
It's wild.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is goals right there, you know? everybody's like, oh, I want to have a podcast that's as successful as GTR and awards and all this. But it's like, nah, man, what you want is the protest. That's the goal.
That's
like,
when you know you've made
it. Who cares about Hall of Fame and awards and party? Like, you want the protest. That's what you want, you know?
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember we were, like, so stressed because we were not even allowed to talk about it. Like, ah, whatever. Jeez. It was cool.
That's crazy.
Very stressful. Let me tell you, that was one of the... We've done a lot of events, but that one was one of the most stressful. I think that's the reason we stopped. We haven't done any events.
Well, we were talking about it. It's like we did the party in Miami. Obviously, at the time, I lived in Miami, and so did he. So
yeah.
We planned the party. I'm working. We were both working 40-hour, you know, full-time jobs.
Yeah.
You know, father, you know, wife, kid, you know, yeah. Two kids.
Lots
dog,
of shit to do.
You know, we planned the party, and the following week, like simultaneously, we're planning two parties, one in Miami, one in New York. We never traveled to New York to check out the venue. We never walked it.
Yeah, we just
relied on pictures and, you know, communicating and talking with the, you know, the event organizer over there. How do you, and like we thought about it like the other day, it was like,
how did we
pull that off?
How did you make that happen?
You know, but you know, it was a learning experience, and it's something that we could put in our bucket list and say,
absolutely,
we threw a party in New York.
I guess once you start doing, once you've done a party where you don't walk it and you just do it that way, once you start to do things where you're walking it, you're like, oh, this is a breeze, right? Like,
and that was, we had done 3 or 4 other parties prior to that. For Community Vibes, was our own Gamer Tag Radio, you know, private event, open to the public.
Yeah.
You know, a celebration of Gamer Tag Radio, and like just a celebration for our fans.
Cool.
And so, you know, we had people flying in from Japan, all around the country, Puerto Rico, just to come to the party and just like to meet and put faces to the names.
You got to mention the Super Bowl party.
So
this is crazy.
We threw the party.
Well, you had me at Super Bowl party, yeah. So yeah.
So the Super Bowl was in Miami, same weekend.
Okay.
And like, that should be the red flag.
Yeah. Are you guys immediately like, dude, we got to do something, right?
Well, I was like, dude, we're doing it on the weekend of the Super Bowl.
Totally.
Nobody's gonna come. We're gonna be there. We're gonna be the only ones at our party, sitting there like, all by ourselves. Exactly. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
And so we threw the party. Line wrapping around the building, we found out that there's people from Japan flew in specifically for the party. We had a friend of ours, listener of the show, came down from Baltimore to go be in attendance. We had people from New Jersey, New York.
Yeah, there was one guy that he had our name, like the logo, like GTR, as a haircut.
Oh, dude, I thought you were about to say tattoo.
No.
Danny had his fingers on his head, like, right here is where it was. And I was like, no, he got GTR tattooed on his head. That's amazing.
And the crazy thing, the day before our party, I'm searching online, like, hey, see if anybody's talking about the party. So there's a media outlet. It's called Miami New Times. They put top 10 places to go, like, best parties for Super Bowl. Put us number one.
What?
Yeah.
So at the Super Bowl, there was a thing called like the Pepsi
concert,
celebration with Justin Timberlake, Rihanna, and Beyonce. I don't know. It's like those are the two biggest
names. Gamer Tag Radio.
But we were ranked the top number one party for Super Bowl weekend over that.
Dude, that's
over
insane.
Playboy.
Over the Playboy party.
Over it would take concerts.
Well, so like an honest question, did you get a sense of why? They thought, okay, these guys are going to have the party, even though there's like famous people, there's Playboy bunnies, there's all these other things you're beating out. What is it about your party that you think, got you to
it
that?
It was something different, and we were not charging.
Okay.
It was free.
Okay.
The way how we were getting money was through sponsors.
Gotcha.
So that's how we got our money.
Gotcha.
But we did that on purpose because, one, Super Bowl, we wanted to get the buzz.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of buzz, especially from the gaming industry.
Yeah.
Like, every company, that's how 2K got in touch with us. Like, Mafia 2 party was because of that.
It all leads, everything leads to something else, you know?
But you,
everything.
You need to do things like that.
Yeah.
Events like that. So other people from the industry will see it and they'll give you the opportunity.
Right.
You know, we got so many cool opportunities because of it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm so glad I'm getting to know you guys.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it's really neat. It's really neat to sit down with you and just kind of get a glimpse of sort of like what everything's been like since you started and all that sort of thing. It's been really cool.
So you would ask about the CBS thing, how that thing
happened. Yeah. What happened there?
Oh, the CBS. That? So, of course, that was the same day too. So
that really good day. That was really good day.
I was checking Twitter. It was during CES.
Yeah, okay.
A couple years ago. CES 2015. And I noticed that there was a news media outlet that said CBS Radio's launches a podcast network. Okay, so I click it, check the website. And I'm like, man, this is all the podcasts is business, sports, one wrestling, maybe a comedy show, and that's it.
Looks like there's room for more.
So I'm like, jokingly, I go to Twitter. Man, what's the video game podcast? Well, you guys don't have no video game podcast.
Yeah.
We have a long history. We have everything. If you want us to talk.
Yeah.
Within seconds, send me your email.
They're like, okay.
So I sent them everything. A month later, they were like, Danny, we want to sign you guys.
Yeah.
So we got signed. We were with them for...
Three or four years.
It's 4 years. 4 years.
It would be 3 years, because then,
It's 3 years. We left in 2018. We left last year. So, they got us ads.
That's amazing.
Everything, like, there's ads that I couldn't even believe that we got that amount of money for, like, just advertising on our show.
That's
like,
crazy.
So what we were doing, just giving them the content.
Yeah.
They work on the ads.
That's so cool.
So we were, like, not worried about that at all.
Totally,
We could go to any studio, CBS radio station across the country, and we could record for free.
Wow.
That's audio engineer.
Like that's plus, worth the price of admission.
So for three plus years, we would come to E3 and then head out to Hollywood and go to the CBS studios right by the La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah.
And literally, we have our own engineer sitting in the back, and then we would just sit there in a radio station studio. And
we'll
just,
bring friends.
Yeah, we would bring, you know, friends like Spun on Me.
That's so sick.
And just, you know, every other group that we worked with a lot, that we were fans of and we enjoyed, bring them in and give them some shine as well, not just for us, but
absolutely,
for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And prop them up.
Yeah, like I remember the first day that we were in a studio during E3 2015. It was all of us in the studio, and it was like a crazy moment. Like, I can't believe this is happening. And I told everybody, yo, let's take a quick picture. This is like, this is the moment.
This is legendary.
Yeah. It's like, we made it. Like, that type of thing. Yeah.
That's so cool. All right. So, final question. I want you guys to both give me, read my listeners here, give me some advice. What's your best advice? It can be like gaming industry related or just life related or whatever. What's your best advice?
From my experience, I'll say this. If you're going to start a business or YouTube, content creation, podcast, one is be patient.
Yep.
Don't worry about numbers or making money. Don't worry about that. Concentrate on your craft. Content. And the other thing is, whenever you get the chance, get out of your house and meet people.
Yeah.
Still to this day, there's no better tool than meeting people face to face.
100%.
That's the key on networking and just people know who you are.
Make it out to events like this, like whatever your industry is or whatever you do. If there's an event like an E3 or PAX, go to that event.
Yeah.
Find out where the bar is that everybody hangs out at. We're in one of them right now, and just
hang out. Yeah,
and I was here last night with some friends from Gearbox, and some people would just periodically just come over and start chatting. No idea who they are, but that's how it goes. You're like, hey, what's your deal? I don't know what's your deal, and then you chat. So it's cool.
Yeah. So that's my advice. Just be patient. And do this because you're having fun with it. Don't do it because you're forced. Like, oh, I need to make money. I need a certain amount of views.
Yeah.
Don't worry about none of that, man. Like, still to this day, I feel like the same kid from 2001.
Yeah.
You know,
very
like,
cool.
I was at the Microsoft press conference, and they announced Phantasy Star Online 2. It was like full circle.
Yeah, right?
I was like, wow, I started the show.
Yeah.
And now, present day, I see this.
And I was like shaking, dude.
That's
like
sick, dude.
I know it's not. I know that game is not for everyone, but I have a crazy history with that game, yeah. And especially with my brother, that I was just thinking about all that, yeah. Man. You know, so
it's crazy, man. Yeah. It's insane.
And Pete, all
right, Pete, what do you think?
For me, I would say consistency, and just keep practicing.
Yeah,
I remember my first time being on his show, episode 92. And I just said it, was my biggest tick.
Yeah.
My wife yelled at me.
You say a lot. My wife is the same way.
My wife yelled at me. She's like, you say way too often.
And then all you can do is say
And so it wasn't until I actually went back and listened to it that I realized just how much I paused and I would say
Yeah.
And I started working on it, being a little bit more cognizant of what you're saying. And sometimes that's all it takes, is taking that criticism.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
Absolutely.
You're gonna hear people blast you.
Yeah.
You're gonna get roasted.
Yeah.
Take it for what it is. It's criticism.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter it's whether they say it in a rough, you know, negative manner, or if they're being constructive
not,
and positive about it. You have to learn to accept it for what it is. And it's going to, and at the end of the day, the consistency of doing these podcasts and doing the recordings with him in Paris for the last 12 years has helped that. And it's helped me not just here in these settings when I'm talking with friends or whatever. It's helped me at work.
Yeah.
I can go in to a meeting and have a conversation and be able to have that, you know, be able to just talk freely without throwing those in the middle of it.
You're speaking more confidently, and it all feeds into itself. Yeah, it just makes you more confident.
Because of that, it helped me also to do opening keynotes.
Yeah.
I speak at different conferences now.
Absolutely.
And it was because of the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Just having conversation with my friends.
Yep. It's super
we
helpful.
Got better on all that.
Yeah. The hardest thing is in the beginning, getting past the sound of your own voice. You know how everybody hates the sound of their own
voice?
Oh,
we all still do.
Once you are able to at least sort of get past that, it makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
But I still hate it too. It's awful. All right. Please let everybody know where they can find you. I'm sure they probably already know. My ones and ones of listeners, I'm sure, already know, but let them know anyway again.
Follow me on Twitter, Godfrey, GODFREE. GamerTagRadio.com.
Yeah.
You can search GamerTagRadio everywhere. You'll find us on social media, iTunes, Spotify, we're everywhere. So give us a follow.
Definitely.
I go by the handle of Pete Rock as much as possible everywhere. PETEROCC, no K. That's about it. Yeah, just go to the Gamertag Radio Twitter, and then you'll see all three of us there.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
No problem. No,
it's been good. We're like podcast bros now, right? Is this how that happens? I don't know.
Anyway. Awesome.
Hey, hope you guys enjoyed it. Talk to you later.